Acoustic on Stray FM's Business Hub.
Take a moment to think about the place where you work. Particularly think about it if it's an office. What annoys you about your office? Now, I'm not talking about your co-workers. I'm not talking about the people in your office. I'm talking about the office itself, the space in which you work. What annoys you? And what makes you less productive in your office? Have a think. See if you can come up with a little list. I can almost guarantee that one of the things in that list will be noise, particularly if you work in a big open plan office, which most of us seem to do nowadays. I'm delighted to say that joining us on the show today is Rick Parsons from iCoustic. And Rick, noise is your speciality, isn't it? Or reducing it
reducing is your speciality.
Yeah,
we're not in the business of creating more noise, but we're certainly very comfortable with managing noise in whatever form it might be.
And in offices, noise can be a real problem. It can be a distraction. It can be a pain. And it can affect your kind of productivity and mental well-being, really, can't
it? Exactly. Yeah, absolutely it can. If you just think about office design and how that's changed over the years, if you went back 50, 60, 70 years, it would have been very much a production line type approach. The old typing pool idea where you get 100 typists all in one area typing away, and just imagine the noise and the clatter that the old-fashioned typewriters would have made.
Yeah.
And then at the other end of the scale, you've probably got the boss in a mahogany-lined office space protected by his PA in splendid isolation. Now, there are pros and cons to those two. It's nice to have some peace and quiet. It's nice to have a team ethos. But with modern office design, the goal is to try to bring those things together now so that we may have some collaborative space where communication's fast and rapid and you get lots of interaction with people. But at the same time, there may be a requirement for some longer, peaceful, you know, thought-provoking design times or on a telephone, long distance, where the signal may not be as good.
This is by no means a great example of an office, because this is a very noisy one.
So lots of energy in Australia.
Yes, there is lots of energy. But the design of an office is so important, because you can, even though we've got those different spaces, there are things you can do to manage noise within them, isn't there?
Absolutely. If you think about what a design process might be, people will think about light and coming in through the windows or coming through a skylight. They'll think about heat and where the ventilation should be. They'll think about cooling and where the air conditioning could be. But maybe it's because sound is more invisible. People don't tend to focus on sound in the same way, and therefore it becomes a bit of an afterthought. But if you just think about the planning process, it's what is going to happen with how many people where.
Mm.
And if you think about that, even if it was 20 people, but the what may change. So what are they going to do? The 20 people may be in a library studying, or the 20 people may be working for Google's head office to design the latest bit of algorithm that's going to calculate for search, in which case there's going to be a lot of back and forth. So it is a combination of how many people in what space and what that space is going to be used for. If we start at that level, then we could anticipate, you know, how many people, what decibels that's going to create. We can work out the cubic capacity of a room and work out how much absorption might be needed in that space to keep the sound clear. Often it would be a case of a large space made to feel more officey by dropping the ceiling down. So if we deal with that first, the suspended ceiling is normally on a grid system with a hollow space, as you say, above it. But what that means, if your partition just goes up to the same height as your ceiling, you've then got a void which is open plan all the way across. So sound is just an energy. As soon as it gets through that ceiling, it's got free space to roam.
If you take a tile out of your office and then take a tile out of one of your meeting rooms, I guarantee you you'll be able to hear absolutely everything they're saying in that meeting room.
I like that one. We do the same thing, but it's a way of demonstrating to people. But clearly sound is really important to Stray FM.
Yes.
The quality of sound. So you're more familiar than most people would be. If I could kind of break the noise issues down into at least a couple of things.
Mm-hmm.
You've got sound insulation, and that's trying to stop sound from going through it. It's like blocking the sound. How you do that is have more mass or a decoupled wall, which is like a wall with shock absorbers on it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's basically trying to absorb the sound, impenetrable to sound, very, very heavy. And that's exactly what office partitions are not.
No.
You need a brick wall, if you think of it that way, rather than an office partition. So unfortunately, a lot of what we do is more renovation, repair, after the fact type work, because
when someone's had their office or they've moved into a new office or they've had an office refurb and they've gone, we love it, but oh my gosh, it's noisy, so they ring you.
Exactly.
There's all sorts of highly confidential things that can happen at work. You know, HR, for an example, you might think you're in a lovely enclosed, you've shut the door, therefore no one can hear you.
I did mention there are two types of sound that we're looking to reduce. So we've got insulation, as we've just covered. The other one is sound absorption. Now, that's making the room less echoey.
Mm-hmm.
Now, something happens to us as human beings. The less reverberant sound, the less echoey the space is, the quieter our voices will become. If it's very echoey, we will try to speak louder because our brain is being confused by the number of echoes it's hearing. So in actual fact, to have an echoey space is like a double whammy. You hear more bounced off the wall, off the ceiling, off the floor sound, plus people will raise their voice to be clearer.
Yes.
Compared to if, and I have to say it's a beautiful space here at Stray FM in the recording studio, but it's a very non-reverberant, a very enclosed, quiet space.
Mm.
So you can whisper and it will still sound very, very clear. Very fashionable at the moment to have that kind of open, airy, hard surface space. Easier to clean, there's fewer carpets, fewer curtains. It's much more likely to be blinds or wooden floor or terrazzo tile.
What can you do if you've got a space like that and you like the aesthetic of that to make it more sound friendly?
That's a great question, and that is a challenge depending on a whole number of things. Obviously, we have to be empathic to the design, but we can hang features that look like a piece of beautiful sculpture from the ceiling. So actually, you're trying to engage the viewer in looking at it in a way that's not just hiding a piece of material on a wall or hiding a certain mat on the floor so that it blends in, but it's actually becoming a feature itself. Mm. I know the listeners can't see what I'm showing you here, but this kind of material you can design with colour, with letters. For instance, you could put your logo on a board behind reception desk. It shows as a sign, but actually is really just showing this, your logo.
So this is a kind of... It looked like it was going to be soft when you held it up to me. And it is kind of a little bit furry, but it's very
hard. It's a recycled polyester material, so there's no fibres like you'd get in mineral wool.
Mm.
So it's very safe. Polyester, recycled bottles. We have a new designer who's in with us working. In fact, the new product will come out today, so hopefully we'll get that onto your website. But it's like a three-dimensional waveform.
Right.
Hard to explain over, but you imagine almost like a human spine with a curve and the ribs coming out of it.
This could be a talking point, especially if you've got a big glass open plan, maybe a foyer and you're in a big building and you could suspend it from the ceiling. It could be a real focal point as people wait for meetings and that sort of
stuff. I'm sure some of your listeners would have been to the 212 Club in Leeds. They were one of our first absorption customers. And we had they had a very echoey problem where the music was not being clear and bouncing around off the walls. We took some material into them and we were being prepared to put it onto the wall so it kind of blended in. They said, absolutely not, we want that as a feature. And we ended up kind of doing a very nouveau design where the panels were in the centre of the room, almost like a piece of sculpture hanging from the ceiling. And they were just ordinary rectangular.
Perfect.
Now everybody comes in and said, hey man, what's that?
If people want to find out more, Rick, about Icoustic and what you can do and maybe have a chat with you and the team about some solutions to any noise-based problems they have, how can they do that?
Just contact us on Icoustic, Icoustic .co.uk or give us a call on 01937 588 122. We'll be pleased to help.
And have a look at those beautiful sound-absorbing sculptures.
Absolutely, yes.
Rick, thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Icoustic on Stray FM's Business Hub.